Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Cast podcast. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. This week, we have our CEO, Mr. Dennis Cater, with us. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Just.
Just?
What's going on?
Just. Yeah, nothing. I'm just, you know, winding.
Just hanging out.
Winding the day down here at work and getting ready to do a podcast here. So
let's go.
Okay, we also have Chris England sitting across from Dennis at the table here. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, Nate.
And, you know, once again, trying to get rid of the guy, but he just keeps coming back. I think it's the candy thing. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Free candy.
Free candy.
You know, his wife, like, makes candy. We should, like... If he wants to be part
She's
of this
a
anymore,
pastry chef.
I don't. That's candy to me.
She's pastry.
Does it make
chef.
Me fat?
I haven't seen much pastry though. We need. Matter of fact, we need to talk.
I haven't
to
either.
Her.
I've got dollars on me.
I'm going to let her know that this was a discussion topic.
I turned
just
into
told
a,
her to listen.
I turned right, into
she, exactly.
I turned into a cookie over Christmas, but that's gone now. So
okay, so we're done talking with each other here. We actually have a guest on the phone with us today. We have Mr. Otis McGregor. He is with Tribe and Purpose. Welcome, Otis.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Great to be here.
So, Otis,
and by the way, how do I get in on that candy gig? I just wanna
know. Well, if you're here with us,
we can make a deal. Candy. I'm sure.
So
okay,
we go through
okay.
bowls of it. It's amazing. Just put it out and it's gone like in 2 minutes.
What's this wee stuff?
Oh yeah. No, don't. I've been to your office.
Dennis,
uh-huh.
Come on, buddy.
Uh-huh. So Otis, if you hear candy wrappers being unwrapped on mic, it's Dennis.
It every is every time.
Yes. So Otis, what, you know, I yeah. forgot to even ask you, what is your title there at Tribe and Purpose?
I am the principal and leadership and success coach.
I'm glad I didn't ask because so, I would have got that wrong.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, I used to call myself before I rebranded. I used to call myself CEO and head coach.
Okay.
Which didn't make any more sense than principal and leadership and success coach does either. Right.
No, that sounds better. That seems to be a trend. The last few podcasts we've had, every single person has had kind of a
unique
title. The days of, you know, HR are gone. It's people person, or like you just said, principal and leadership. You know, it's all. What was the other guy? The chief joy officer. Chief storyteller.
Chief storyteller. Yeah.
Yes.
From Menlo.
Chief storyteller.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he is a very good. Well, you know, when you have already spoken on two TEDx talks and umpteen thousand probably podcasts and YouTube videos and everything else, you kind of get that title.
Yeah, he weaves a good yarn.
Yeah, he's very good at this.
Yeah. Wow, yarn. I bet he does if he's doing that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Otis, tell us in 2 minutes or less what your company does.
Oh, I can nail it down to very simple. We help you find your purpose and build your tribe. Because without a purpose, you're just wandering around and in reaction mode in your entire life. Purpose gives you the ability to be intentional in every action that you do. And the tribe is that group of people around you that supports you and enables you to grow and accelerate to what your purpose is and achieve and fulfill that purpose while achieving success. Then the other piece of that I would say is you continue to add on and grow that. And really, it goes back to one of my favorite African, well, the only African proverb I know of off the top of my head, which is, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And that's why a tribe is so important to help you accelerate and sustain that growth towards your purpose.
I also have a favorite. Am I on?
You're on.
I also have a favorite African proverb, and it says, if you wait on the shore of the river long enough, your enemies will come floating by.
Wow. These are getting deep. I have nothing.
That took a strange turn.
I like his better, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
I've got a few.
You got to play tit for tat on the quotes, right?
But yours is better. Hey, yeah. So I am interested in what you guys do. We had a company on a few months back that also did some CEO type coaching and leadership. And I think that's really important. So How do you engage with local companies here? Are you company focused or individual focused? Do you do sessions with companies? How does that work?
Both. I do it with individuals. We do it with individuals. And we also have been hired by a couple of companies in the past and currently that we coach the entire team. And about once a year, we get together with the team and hold a seminar. And when I say team, the entire leadership team in the company. But also individuals hire us to help them get clarity on their purpose, understand what it is they want to do, where they want to grow. Having that clarity is just so important to you because, I'm a firm believer in the intentionality. And you can't be intentional if you don't have a vision for where you want to go. And if you don't have that vision, then you can't, you don't know what to do, when to do it. Years ago when I was in the government contracting world, I was doing some business development stuff and I was working for this guy. And I always remember him saying this one morning, we were in the new CEO or president had been hired and we're in this presentation to him. And my boss, when the CEO asked him, so what's your team do? My boss said, we come in the morning and we get shit done. And we get more shit done throughout the day. And ever since then, I've always thought, wow, that is what we do. And I don't like it.
It's inspiring.
He must be an Army guy. That's all I have. Let's almost leave it at that.
Unfortunately, he was a retired Army guy. Yeah.
Dennis nailed it.
Calm down, yeah, Dennis.
Well, I coach a lot. I volunteer for a couple of veteran service organizations that help active duty service members transition into the civilian workforce. And I'll give a plug to them real quick. The Honor Foundation and the Commit Foundation, two awesome organizations. But in all this coaching that I do, I see in every one of these guys and gals that same problem that what's the military ingrained to us? Show up and react. React to that email, react to what the boss calls you up and do, and so on down the chain. I mean, it gets ingrained into us.
Yep. Yep.
As a veteran.
Yep. Hey, you said you're throwing a lot of stuff out here. So, I'm a big strategy guy too. And I, whether it's corporate or individual, and I think that's kind of what you're hitting on is, you have to have a vision, you have to have goals, you have to have a direction that you're moving out on. One of my favorite quotes is the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And so you have to take that first step. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that's kind of where you guys fit in is, to help companies and individuals to kind of, okay, where am I going? I'm moving forward. Now what? I mean, I don't really know where I'm going. And people tend to, I don't want to say lots of people tend to meander aimlessly, but a lot of people don't have, like you said, an intentional goal and direction that they want to go into. And I think that what you're proposing is very good to get people thinking about that, their lives, their career, where they want to go, what they want to do, who they want to be. So that's really important stuff.
Exactly. And I take it one step further back though, is I help them understand who they are, gain that self-awareness. So think about land navigation, right? You can't get to the objective if you don't know where you are to plan the route to the objective. And that's the same thing in life. You can have a vision or a dream, it's not even a vision at this point, a dream. But until you know who you are today, so that you have that start point to take that first step in a direction, you have to have that understanding of who you are, so you know where you are, so you know what to change in order to accomplish that vision of what you want to be. And that goes the same for your business. It works both ways. So a lot of this is synonymous with a little bit of a tweak in how you do it and who's involved. Individually, you need to know where you are, just like you need to know where you are in your business before you start to put together a plan to reach this five-year vision of where you want to grow your business.
I was just going to say, one of the biggest problems I see companies make, whether it be small or large, is not knowing what their core competencies are. What is their purpose as a company, right? I've heard so many companies, well, it's to make money. Well, that shouldn't be your purpose of the company.
It should be a byproduct.
But yeah, exactly. So you find your purpose, the money will follow. I'm a firm believer in that. I think all too often you try to fit a square peg in a round hole in a company, and you're going to waste more time and money by doing that. And really, when you should find out that maybe that wasn't a core competency, maybe I should sub that part out and just focus on what we're good at, what our purpose of our company is.
Exactly. If you break that down just one step further, as what are the core values of your organization? So that's one of the things I help businesses determine what they need. Who they are is their core values. What they do is their mission, and where they want to go is their vision. And you have to have all of that, a combination of that. And then once you have that clarified in the leadership team, the entire team, the entire organization has to buy into it and believe in it. Otherwise, you can't get there. Or it takes a lot longer to get there if you're not working together and not having that buy-in.
What's been the biggest, I guess, hurdle that you find with working with individual people? Let's start with that. On helping them find their purpose in life? Because, that's an age-old question people ask. I mean, you can go back to the Bible days, right? I mean, that's purpose. What is my purpose here in life? Is it to do what I'm currently doing, or is this the step to where I need to go? I don't know, right? I mean, you get these people like, you know, Garth Brooks or whatever. You name an entertainer, and you're always like, man, Robin Williams, he had it all. But obviously, he had something else that he was missing or something, you know, I mean, it's a big thing. I find myself asking that same question. What's the purpose of me being here?
You know, first off, your purpose gives you fulfillment. So what I do, a couple of things. One, I help that individual understand what their core values are, what's important to them, what are their values, what are they passionate about? And then I challenge them to find things in their past that when they did that thing, it was like, wow, that was awesome. You know, they have that no time perspective. They feel they may have been tired when they started it, but they were full of energy at the end of it. And we start to break those things down. What are the elements of that thing that you did? And I'll use myself as an example. I used to coach rugby in town here. And when I realized that what I'd been doing post-Army wasn't fulfilling my purpose, I started to look at my life and say, well, what have I done that fulfills me? And over the last 7 years, what I realized that playing or coaching rugby was what was fulfilling me. Because I even said to myself and other people and my friends that I worked so that I could coach. And as I broke down that action of coaching rugby, I realized that it was three main parts. The game of rugby, awesome, awesome sport. The players, I had 35 extra sons. My wife and I had 35 extra sons for 6 months out of the year. And I loved that. My wife loved that. But it was the act of showing them how they could succeed at something they wanted to succeed, coaching. And that's where I realized that was my purpose, or that is my purpose, was to help people achieve what they want to achieve. And that's how I found it. And that's how any of us can find your purpose. If you're unclear or unsure of it, spend a moment reflecting back on things that you've done in the past, and those things that fulfill you, what are the elements of those things? And look at that, because that can drive you towards understanding what your purpose is.
Man, that's good. Okay, well, thank you, folks, for coming and tuning in today. Yeah.
Are y'all taking notes? Anybody want to be the step up?
Well, as a former rugby player myself, I appreciate the fact that, you know, coaching rugby was your passion. I played lock for many years, and it takes a special kind of coach to hang in there day in and day out with rugby players. We tend to be a hard-headed group in general.
Well, yes and no. And Chris just told us a story of this, like, yesterday or 2 days ago about his rugby experience when he went to the emergency room with stitches in his head. So, Chris, why don't you tell us that story real quick?
Well,
it wasn't that hard, was it?
Well, that was a failed stitches attempt. I tried to stitch my own head shut while I was sitting in the parking lot after a rugby match.
There you go. Okay. So Otis, hey, I did. So you brought me a thought. So as you're developing this business, you know, we try to hit that a little bit on the show here is, you know, what's been your biggest challenge so far as you've started your own business? Sounds like you transitioned out of the military. You've kind of found your purpose now. You want to start moving forward in a company, or I don't know, how'd you get to this? Did you decide you want to form a company, or how did you end up here?
Well, it actually, my original company was LTO Enterprises, and I started that 10 plus years ago, 10 and a half years ago, as a consulting firm. This is back when I was doing government contracting stuff. And when I decided to start became a professional coach, I shifted LTO Enterprises, which the LTO officially stood for Leadership Training and Operations. And unofficially, it stood for Listen to Otis, thanks to my kids. But I was doing that, you know, the business existed for another purpose. And when I realized that, made that shift in my head and what I wanted to do and become a professional coach, I just kept the business name the same and pushed through with that. But then, you know, this fall, I got to talking with a friend of mine, and he basically told me outright, "Hey, your business name sucks. I want to help you rebrand your business name." Fortunately,
like,
he doesn't beat around the bush. Yes, it is. It is. It's very helpful when
it can sting at first.
Come right out and say,
"That's right." It can sting at first, but yep. 9 times out of 10, they're right. So listen.
Well, it was. Oh, yeah. So listen to Otis. And it's just, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and by changing the tribe and purpose, it's such a better fit for what I do and how I do it, and who we all, you know, the tribe and purpose team works with, and how we help people. So it just makes more sense.
It's in that strategy vein where you now have alignment with your purpose, your vision, your title, your name of the company. It's all kind of lining up. That's very nice.
Yeah, thanks. I'm a slow learner too.
Well, interestingly enough, you know, Listen to Otis sounds more like you're speaking and not listening, right? And then now you've changed it because that is what indeed you do really is listen to them to find out where they're at and try to help them, you know, facilitate their direction by really listening to them.
Exactly. What I want to be is I want to be their guide. I want to assist, you know, our clients, our tribe members in getting to their success. I don't want to tell them how to do it because that's how I see they should do it. I want them to find their own path. I'll show them tools and give them ideas and thoughts and things like that and hold them accountable to what they say they want to do, not to what I say they should do, and then guide them to that success. Help, you know, give you the tools to create what's yours, like we were talking about earlier. How do you find your purpose? How do you understand what success is to you? And then how do you build a plan to do it? And then how do you execute it, both individually and in your business? And what I do, what my team and I do is guide them through that process. It's not, hey, you need to do this, you put this here because, you know, you and I've talked for 15 minutes and I believe this is what success is for you.
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, If somebody's doing that for you, you might be in what would they call that? Like a toxic relationship. So just be aware of that. If somebody's telling you here's success for you, proceed with caution is all I got to say.
Well, okay. So Otis, we are going to take a quick 30-second break. And when we come back, I've got some more questions I've got written down here. Appreciate it. Be right back.
All right.
Puebloplex is located east of the Pueblo Airport Industrial Park. As a designated state authority, Puebloplex is responsible for implementing the reuse of the Pueblo Chemical Depot's 3 million square feet of buildings and over 23,000 acres of land. Implementations of the redevelopment plan include seeking companies to continue to generate economic development within southeastern Colorado. Puebloplex currently has tenants conducting manufacturing, warehousing, and distribution operations, and railcar storage and maintenance, in addition to serving numerous business and personal storage tenants. For a detailed look and updated information, visit puebloplex.com. Welcome back to this week's Smallest Cast podcast. This week on our episode, we have Mr. Otis McGregor, and he is the principal and leadership and success coach of Tribe and Purpose. Welcome back, Otis.
Thanks.
I just want you to know, Otis, I keep on having, and I know this is going to really sound bad. I probably shouldn't say, I'm going to say it anyways. I have Otis McGregor. I picture him, and he does rugby. I picture this big, burly guy in a kilt.
Yeah, I picture a redhead with a bottle of whiskey in his hand right now. I don't know.
Close. I used to have some red. Now it's all gray. And I was wearing a kilt Monday night for Burns night. So
that's what I'm talking about. You did a Burns dinner. That's fantastic.
I mean, Dennis.
I did.
Stop it. That's horrible. You cannot... That's politically incorrect nowadays. You know I don't like that.
I was profiling.
Did you have
it's true.
Did you do the whole, was it the whole thing? Was it the parading the beef and the piper and the whole nine?
Do you guys just want to ask him who he voted for next or what's
did
going
you read,
on?
Did you read a poem too? Did you read a poem?
No, but I was ready in case anybody asked me. I was at Pikes Peak Brewery's Lager House.
There you go.
Monday night. Apparently, I was the only one who was celebrating Burns Night there.
Yeah, it's probably
well
a big
done,
deal,
sir.
Yeah.
Did you have a hole in your mask so you could drink your beer
through a straw?
I did. Well, I was sitting down so I could drink my beers. Okay. Beers.
Nice. Okay, so yeah. we just kind of walked through a whole bunch of stuff during the break. There, I've got a couple ideas here. Questions, I guess, if you will. So you talked about, you hit upon how you help people find their purpose. What about the tribe side of things? Mm-hmm. I think that's a big endeavor as well, because you don't want to go through life all by yourself, right? I mean, I think that's kind of what you're hitting on. Can you expand upon the tribe side?
Yeah, exactly. You hit the nail on the head. You don't want, well, number one, you don't want to do it by yourself. And number two, you can't do it by yourself. I mean, every successful person out there has a team around them. And whatever label they call them, whether they call them their staff, their tribe, their team, their subordinates, every successful person has a very skilled and knowledgeable team around them. And what we do at Tribe and Purpose is we help you create another team. So it's not just your team and your business, but it's a group of people, a tribe of people that are like-minded, that are as concerned about your success as they are their own success. Because when we are together, when we operate together, we have more power, more strength. We celebrate successes together. When we get kicked in the jimmy, and we got the tribe around us, the tribe helps pull us back up and get us moving in the direction that we need to move again. And so that's one of those things that we do as in the larger picture of the tribe. The functionality of the tribe, when we bring the tribe together in recurring meetings, if you will, we celebrate successes. So everybody goes around the table, you know, visualize the tribe sitting around the campfire or virtually, really now. We've always done it virtually. I shouldn't say now. We've been doing it virtually since we started this a couple of years ago. do it on Zoom. We'll go around the table and celebrate successes. Each person identifies three successes since the last time we got together, because it's interesting in our mind, by the way. Here's a side note for you in the way our minds work. Just about everybody can name two very easily. Challenge yourself every day to identify three successes in your day and see how that happens to celebrate each day. Okay, back from that side note. But after that, we go back around the table and identify a block or an obstacle. And I'm not talking about, you know, I lost my keys to the truck. More like, well, why did you lose the keys to the truck? You know, in that sort of sense, you know, the voice inside your head said, well, you know, don't put the keys there because you got to hurry up and do this and you got to do that. And therefore, you don't know where your keys are because you didn't put them in the normal spot. That's the block or obstacle.
Usually the voice in my head says, put the keys here because you'll know you'll remember it. And every time I forget where I put them. I don't know why. but that's only I have to put them someplace where I'm going to remember where they'll be. I don't get it.
Oh, well, that's the secret. That's the secret message to your mind to forget, right?
Exactly. It's like code or something.
I'm going to do this because I know I'll remember where this is.
Exactly. So I was going to just offer up one of the things that I've always said was to be successful, you have to surround yourself with successful people. And that's the way I've always ran teams. When I was working as like a system engineer or something like that, that was the key to my success. It was never my success. It was the key to all of our successes was picking the right people that could work well together with one another. Because if you have one person that doesn't fit in, we would call that entity a cancer. Not saying that they wouldn't fit in with a different type of team, but if you have one person that does not fit in, that one person becomes a cancer, and then the rest of the cells or the rest of the people start leaving and dying off away from that team. So I think that's key.
Oh, that's 100% right. You know, you hire for character and fit, and then you train them in the skill that you need. Because, you know, I think it was Bo Schembechler in a press conference years ago was asked why he didn't recruit this blue chipper that was, like, you know, top-notch kid, nationally ranked, all that stuff. And his reply was, he wasn't the right fit. And if he was part of our team, he would beat us every day. And because he went to, I think it was Ohio State, because he went to Ohio State, he only has the opportunity to beat us once a year. And you think about that, that's how important it is to get that right fit in that team. And also, to take a quote from Dave Ramsey, you know, slow to hire, quick to fire. When you find out it ain't the right person, boy, you want to cut that cancer out like you were talking about as quick as you can.
Hey, so you started going down a kind of a path here that I was going to talk to you about, kind of what your seminars or meetings look like. And so you already talked about you celebrate success, you identify or discuss your any blocks or obstacles. What do you do next? Mm-hmm. What's the next in the protocol, if you will?
The next thing we do is what I call the primary. So one person in the tribe is the primary, and their job as the primary is to present a problem set or an idea or a concept they're considering for their business and share it with the team, share it with the tribe, provide background information and what the outcome of solving that problem or implementing that process would look like for them. The team asks clarifying and background questions so they understand the problem better. And then we shift to brainstorming, and the primary's job at this point is to go on mute and take notes and listen to the team as they dive in and provide solutions to the problem set. And so it's a team brainstorm. It's the power of multiple minds. You know, there's 10 people in a tribe. So you're getting 9 other people from varying backgrounds and industries, by the way, that dive in on your problem set. And a lot of times the solution set is something that individual, the primary, had never even considered or thought of because they're so close to the problem. You know, it's that you can't see the forest for the trees.
Yep.
And then when that part wraps up, we go back around the table, and everybody but the primary identifies something from the brainstorming and application of how it applies to them and their business. Whether it's direct, some, you know, an idea that somebody said, they grab that and they're gonna use that, or it triggers something in their head and they go, oh yeah, wow, what if I do X, Y, Z and implement that in my business? And that's how we run those facilitated tribe meetings.
I like it. So
in a nutshell.
So Otis, you had sent me a PDF the other day on your Vet Business mm-hmm. Leaders Mastermind. Can you walk us through what that is?
Is that mm-hmm. is that what you're talking about there? Is that a form of that?
That is a form of it. It is a tribe. It's a Veteran Business Leader Mastermind. It is only for vets, and it is a small group. Like I said, you know, 10 people, and I do limit it to 10 people. That we do, we follow that process, that agenda, if you will, that I just described to you, the successes, the blocks, the primary, and then the application, personal application, how does it apply to me? And for veterans that are listening to this, if they're interested in that, you know, I'd love to, you know, have them contact me, and, you know, we're looking, probably have space for two people right now, and you know, if I need to, because it's a the people that are in that tribe right now really get a lot out of it. So if the right group of people come along, we need to create another, a second one. You know, I can always start a second one.
I was going to say, based on you know our listenership, we should try to get you another group going here and see if we can't help you do that.
I'm sure we can do that. No problem.
Hey, are you, so that's the mastermind group and your tribe group. Now the mastermind, mm-hmm. you said that's a veteran business one. I'm assuming you're doing other masterminds as well or no?
That's correct. That's correct. That's part of the tribe and purpose. Okay. But the process I use is the same,
right?
Whether it's, you know, I just made this one, for veterans because, well,
It aligned.
Passion is, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's the community. You know, that's the tribe that I give credit to everything that I've accomplished in my life, and I want to give back to it. That's one of the reasons I volunteer coach for guys too, and those that are active duties transitioning out. So,
I was going to ask you,
that's why I do that.
Are you involved with the other organizations? So PTAC, SCORE, SBDC, or you just mentioned you're involved with some other organizations. What ones are you organized in?
Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
No, I'm familiar with all those, but I'm not directly tied to them. The ones that I'm involved with are the Commit Foundation and the Honor Foundation, two separate organizations that have different methodologies of helping active duty service members transition into their next adventure. I also do some volunteer work with Bunker Labs, which is focused on veteran entrepreneurs, helps them walk through a path of ideation to business plan to startup world off and running. And then I also do some volunteer work as a mentor with Patriot Bootcamp, which has a similar focus for veteran and their spouse and or spouse entrepreneurs, supporting them in growing their business.
Yeah, no, we're very familiar with Bunker Labs. The other ones we weren't familiar with, so we'll have to re-listen to this and take some notes and reach out to those guys. We're always interested in engaging with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I can just let me know. I can put you in contact with whoever in the in any of those organizations.
And if you want any contact information from the other ones that we mentioned, we're more than willing to send that to you your way as well.
So, no, that's great. I will tell you this: one of the life lessons I had to learn a few years back is I have to limit where, who, and when I say yes.
Right. No, we're not learning that yet. We're familiar with that.
Yeah, you have to be careful on that, believe me.
Yep. Yes. My wife keeps saying the same thing. What are you doing? Yeah, why do you exactly. keep saying yes?
Hey, so, okay, Otis, we're going to get done here pretty soon because we've got to get you on the road too. What besides the masterminds, the tribes, What other offerings do you guys have? You said seminars. Do you do webinars? What else can do you provide? And then how do people get a hold of you?
Well, we do. We also offer one-on-one coaching, and I do a weekly podcast with my son, and I'll show my creativity with the name. It's called the Cam and Otis Show, much like, you know, like I demonstrated my creativity with LTO.
The Cam and Otis Show.
The Cam and Otis Show.
C-A-M, the Cam and Otis Show.
That is it. Literally, the Cam and Otis Show.
Okay.
And we've done a bit of a shift in our subjects also this year as part of our rebranding with Tribe and Purpose and focusing on themes. And one of the things that, if you give me just a moment, I'll share with you. So our Tribe and Purpose theme for the year is focus. Maintaining the focus on the prize, maintaining the focus on what you need to do in order to succeed and move forward. The word for the month of January, the theme for the month of January is beginning, but you don't have to do it at the beginning of the year. You can start anytime. So beginning, change, you want to make change, begin now. Don't wait. Don't tie it to a calendar. Begin now. And then for February, it's clarity. Having a clear understanding of who you are, where you want to go, and how you can get there. And what, and going back to that outcome, it's what's a clear picture of that outcome. And you envision the results, having clarity in what you do. Hmm. So we're in our podcast, we're hitting on each of those as we go through our weekly podcast.
So is your podcast, so I'm assuming you guys have a website. How do we get to this podcast and or you?
Yeah. So for me, it's tribe-purpose.com. So real simple. You can go to the website. You can sign up for a free consultation, schedule that off of the website. For the Cam and Otis Show, it is the Cam and Otis Show, all one word, .buzzsprout, that's B-U-Z-Z, sprout.com. So it's the Cam and Otis Show, .buzzsprout.com.
We are writing that down right now.
Yeah, this is good. Sorry for being quiet.
Yeah,
we're all
okay.
Writing.
I'll put my email out too.
Okay.
You know, my emails, particularly for veterans who are interested in learning more about the Veteran Business Leader Mastermind. My email is Otis, O-T-I-S, at tribe-purpose.com.
All right. Yeah, this was great, Otis. Thank you for coming on today. This was very enlightening. We're all looking at each other like, oh, we have some more homework to do. And also, you know, well, this is really important stuff. Like we said in the beginning, you know, that's not, people don't necessarily take time to do these things, but they're very important in your life. And if you don't stop for a minute and kind of, like you said, focus. Let's go to, let's just do the year focus and then start with a beginning, mm-hmm. Start moving in that direction, to gain clarity. Boy, I'm just happy.
There you go.
Wow.
That's the way to go, right?
See, he took notes.
Well done. Well done, Dennis.
Yep. So I know, I think this is really important stuff.
Well, what I like about it, and the reason why Otis is on the line is because he's part of this ecosystem. Once again, people, when we first started the Smalls Cast podcast, you know, everybody's like, well, they're not a government contractor. Well, they're not a government contractor. They don't have to be, right? I mean, they're part of the ecosystem. That's what I like about this whole thing. It's wide open. So anybody and everybody that's out there that want to get on this show, give us a ring or drop us a note. You can get a hold of me at justnate, J-U-S-T-N-A-T-E. At thesmalls.org, or you can go to our website at thesmalls.org and sign up there for our newsletters. And I was going to say, Otis, if you have events that are taking place or you're looking for things, I want you to send that information to us, and we will send that out to our massive email list that goes out every single Sunday. We can get that information out in front of all of our people as well.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. And I do have one more plug, if you don't mind. Sure. I post a weekly newsletter called Monday Moments to kick your week off with a little bit of a lesson and a stoic quote to help you focus and be intentional in the week. So you can also sign up for that at tribe-purpose.com.
See, now to circle this thing all the way back, I think your title should be The Intentional Storyteller. How's that?
There you go. Tying it all together, Dennis.
I don't know if I can ask this question. So
in a kilt.
Well, you guys, I guess, have already went there. So are you part of a Native American tribe or?
No, not that kind of tribe.
Well, I get that. But the question is with the way the world is right now, right? I mean, has anybody?
I'm part of a clan.
You're part of a clan.
Yeah.
He's part of clan. He's part of Clan McGregor.
Yeah, McGregor. Okay. Hello.
Well, there you go. I just didn't know if people were being offended by your name and all that kind of stuff nowadays.
Oh, you mean the tribe and the
Campbell clan, depending on how instilled in history they are, it can be a little bit of a ribbing over a beer or two with the Campbell clan.
I got to tell you, I have now come. No, now we're going to take it another life circle all the way around. My wife is from the Clan Campbell as well, sir.
And
there you go.
And although my last name is England, we are also part of Clan Campbell.
Oh my God, we're cousins.
Seriously,
we're
Dennis, cousins. We didn't even know.
Wow,
I'm cousin by marriage.
I feel left out. I get my drunkenness from my German heritage. I don't know what else to say. I guess it's just a different part of the world.
Oh, Nate, come on, man.
We'll invite you over. You can have haggis with us, and we'll go drink a beer.
I don't know which one could do, damage.
A wee dram.
I don't know. Because my family can put them away. I don't know. Go ahead, Otis.
Well, I was just laughing with you. I mean, there's a lot of history to throw back in when you, And sticking with the McGregor clan, you know, Cousin Connor, who did not fare too well Saturday night in the UFC.
He had a rough go.
Yeah, that was a welcome home sort of thing. So we shall see. But yeah, I always pull for Cousin Connor, my Irish cousin from the Irish part of our clan.
There you go.
Well, Otis, we have thoroughly enjoyed bringing you on the show today. Things are already given a quick little tidbit of knowledge. Things are already in the works where we're going to get on the Cam and Otis show. So I can't wait. Looking forward to that. Sure. Getting on your guys' show. We'll do some cross promoting here. And once again, I do thank you guys for thank you for coming on the show. And we will be in touch. And till next week, this is The Smalls signing off.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode. See you at the next episode.